This is Dr. Leander dictating a report on patient Dorothy Rodman, R-O-D-M-A-N-N. Date of birth is O2-01-30, and the date is 10-14, New Paragraph. We have concern, colon, dysfunction of basic self-care and mobility, secondary 2, colon. Diffuse edema, secondary to prednisone, comma. Severe deconditioning with joint contracture, period. New paragraph. History, colon, patient is a 83-year-old female, last seen by me in the office several weeks ago, who has had a difficult past 1.5 years since a suffering right ankle fracture with multiple complications, including an undefined or ill-defined, let's say ill-defined, skin condition, which has only recently in affecting the bilateral lower extremities, along with peripheral neuropathy, which has only in the past several months responded to steroid intervention, period. Unfortunately, comma, the steroid intervention has resulted in significant fluid retention and edema, period. She is also had an indwelling Foley since 2012 with leakage around the Foley and difficulty with skin status at the buttocks and perineal area, period. The patient has been working with home care nursing as well as home care therapies, but has been limited by the constant bladder leakage, period. Since last seen by me, she has been to see a urologist who placed the patient on Vesicare, period. No mention was made of urodynamic evaluation, period. The patient apparently has the appropriate size catheter in place, period. She thankfully is doing well with a regular bowel program on a daily basis, period. Her bowel and bladder care are in bed, as is her bathing, period. The patient is, or period. The patient has been to see rheumatology services with findings for markedly elevated TSH, for which the patient has been placed on thyroid supplementation, period. New paragraph. The patient has regular visits from a primary care physician at home, period. She has been doing therapy on her own using a balance ball under her knees to encourage some flexibility in the knees and to work with knee extension for some active muscle workout in the lower extremities, period. The patient can tolerate handling of the lower extremities much greater than 6 months ago, period. She is also working with home care therapy, though is restricted in what she is able to accomplish with a 1 to 2 times a week therapy session, period. The patient has reduced her prednisone dosage now to 1.25 milligrams per day, period. She is using, or period. New paragraph on exam today. Patient is seen in her transport bed, period. She does have diffuse edema with a concentration around her abdomen and groin and pelvis, period. She is able to sustain hip flexion bilaterally, stronger through the right lower extremity, which is actually the site of her ankle fracture that precipitated all of the patient's current condition, period. In the left lower extremity, she is somewhat more limited period, she is able to get a more neutral foot with less plantar flexion bilaterally than when last seen by me, period. Her wounds across the dorsum of the feet are much improved since last seen by me 6 months ago, period. The patient does have a breakdown at the skin at the gluteal area, and this is seen on the patient's iPad photograph, likely related to burn from her urinary leakage, period. The patient has full active range of movement of the upper extremities with some good ability to pull from supine to sit, period. New Pecrest, impression, marked deconditioning and decreased functional status in a patient whose mobility has been decreased since right ankle fracture 1.5 years ago with multiple complications, semicolon, prednisone management with ongoing edema, semicolon, neurogenic bladder, semicolon, history of lumbar spinal stenosis with left lower extremity radiculopathy, and now showing signs of bilateral peripheral neuropathy. New paragraph recommendation, colon, the patient would do well to come for inpatient rehabilitation with the goals of working on bed mobility and coming to sitting at the edge of the bed, period. Should the patient be able to accomplish this with inpatient intervention, comma, then she will be able to go from there with therapy at home or as an outpatient to work on wheelchair-level skills and even standing skills. Next number, the patient may potentially benefit from urodynamics and cystoscopy study with urology services. Next number, wound care center for addressing the patient's skin needs at her buttocks and perineum. Next number, ongoing management for the patient's wounds at the dorsum of the feet. Next number, recheck on TSH and thyroid studies after onset of treatment with thyroid supplementation. Period. Thank you so much. Please send a copy to Dr. Gavora, G-A-V-O-R-R-A, and Dr. Nicholson. Thank you.